Hi, I'm Bob Masago. Welcome to this Americana Fest session, recorded in Nashville in September 2024. Tim Heidecker is probably best known as a comedian and an actor, but he's got a pretty long career in music with 8 studio albums, including his latest called Slipping Away. We talked about making that new record.
Tim, you got a new album, Slipping Away. It's coming in October on Bloodshot Records. What's different about this album than the other ones you've done?
Well, it was really a band effort. I have my bass player and singer, co-producer Eliana Athade with me here in the studio. So this was more of a collaborative than maybe some of my other records. That would be the big difference.
Yeah, so it seems like it would be really hard to kind of separate being a satirist and a humorist from being a musician that's not taking that path. How do you work that out?
How do I work it out? I think I just try to take whatever project I'm working on and take it as, whether it's comedy or music or drama or whatever it is, just try to take it seriously and see it through to the place where I want it to be, the vision that I have for it to exist in that way.
Let's hear a song from the new album from Tim Heidecker called Slipping Away. This is I Went Into Town, recorded in studio in Nashville.
I went into town for the first time this year. Nobody was around. All the streets were all clear. All the bookstores were shut down. Even the rats were not here. Who did they say they were leaving? Did they even leave a note? I'm looking on every post for any kind of a sign. Maybe an arrow to show me the way. Well, did they leave here for the day? Or are they hiding and afraid? I went back, back into my woods, back to my home. Where I live alone. So I lit a fire and I lit a smoke, thinking about the town. Was this some kind of joke? Ooh, are they hiding from me? Did they catch some kind of disease? Or did they blow away with the breeze? I have enough to last through the winter, one winter. But come spring, I'll need to supply. And though I like my space and my busted face, I couldn't live if everyone died. Oh, it's getting dark. It's getting cold, feeling my age, how I'm getting old. Tomorrow, when I wake, I'll go back to town, see if I can find anyone around.
Tim Heidecker recorded in studio in Nashville at Americana Fest 2024. We talked about the difficulties of being a comedian and a musician.
And do you ever have that kind of situation where somebody comes and goes, say something funny?
All the time. And, you know, that's their right. They want fun. People want to be entertained, and they're very vocal about it.
When did you get started in music?
Music? I guess when I was probably 6.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, my grandmother played piano, my mom sang, my dad had great records in his record collection, So I've started, been playing music, making music pretty much since I can remember, but only taken it seriously, I guess, in the past 20 years or so.
Let's hear Tim Heidecker recorded in studio in Nashville, Soundstage Studios at Americana Fest 2024. This is Hey, Would You Call My Mom For Me? From the new album Slipping Away.
Hey, would you call my mom for me? Would you tell her it's not an emergency? I've been living on the streets, living on the streets for weeks now, and I think it's time for me to come home. I can't anymore go alone. Please, all my things are gone. I woke up, I guess I slept too long. I think I know who took them. Man, I thought it was a friend. Anyway, I think I need to come home. I can't anymore go it alone. I know you got places to go, but I saw you there looking at your phone, and she gave you everything that she owns. Oh, just to help me. Oh, just to help me. Help me get home. Hey, would you call my mom for me? Tell her it's not an emergency. I'm living on the streets, living on the streets for weeks now, and I think it's time for me to come home. I can't anymore go it alone.
Tim Heidecker recorded at Americana Fest in Nashville. We continued our discussion talking about time management.
You must keep an incredibly busy schedule. I look at all the credits you have and all the videos that you do and all the web stuff and the music. Do you have a plan for how you balance that out?
I honestly don't. I have a calendar that I try to keep track of, and I have I make appointments. Ellie can tell you I'm a conservative man when it comes to scheduling and expecting people to be
on time.
So I keep it that kind of schedule. But, you know, most of this work is just fun. It's recreational. I'm blessed to get to spend my time. Sometimes I need to fill it with, I don't know what to do when I'm not working. You know, I need to find a hobby, but yeah.
On the other hand, you may have found hobbies that you turned into work, which is great, right?
Yeah. I think that's the goal, is to love what you do.
Let's hear Tim Heidecker recorded in studio in Nashville at Americana Fest. This is Dad of the Year.
When I was a child, I wanted to be special. Thought that I could be a big, big star. Then I got older, I saw how the world worked. Someone like me could only go so far. I'm not gonna be on the cover of a magazine. Bills to pay. I gotta keep working every day. I'm not gonna go down in history. Only my family will remember me. And now when I wake up and it's still dark, I think about when I was cool. I have a cup of coffee, turn off the news. It's time to take the kids to school. I'm not the leader of any social scene. I got bills to pay. I gotta keep working every day. The only award that I am gonna see is from my family, and that should be enough for me. And I sit at my desk, and it all seems so clear. The only prize I'm gonna get is Dad of the Year. Dad of the Year. Dad of the Year. Dad of the Year.
Tim Heidecker recorded in studio in Nashville at Americana Fest 2024. Thanks for joining us for this Americana Fest session with Tim Heidecker. For WNRN, I'm Bob Masalgo.